Now,
it is so good.
Could you put a hot dog or sausage in there?
I'm speaking for Chris Hockey.
Yeah.
And I. Could you put like little smokies in there?
Yeah, good point.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
This is the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I am Dave.
And Dave, we had the NFL draft last week. That was a whole lot of fun.
Yes, touch it. Live from Roger Goodell's basement with his famous now M&Ms.
And I couldn't believe all the people that were tweeting out, you know, oh, hurry up with these picks and why are these teams taking so long? I'm like, we have an awesome live event to enjoy. I'm like, just enjoy it. But
yeah, I mean, they could have done a rounded day and I would have been like happy. It should have been draft week.
Oh,
like Monday's
yeah.
the first round, Tuesday's the second round. Like let's span this thing out.
Drag it out. Absolutely.
Make it like when you do fantasy drafts, when you do the email version. Like where you get like 2 weeks to make one pick. Like let's drag this thing out.
And once again, the highlight of the draft, without a doubt for me, was the Friday evening show with Nordo and Sauce. And once again, the Vikings trade down at the end of the show and Sauce and Nordo have an epic meltdown. It was absolutely, once again, another must listen show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, I thought you brought it up last week, where those shows are just, you know, so great were those two last year. And I listened to about 90% of it myself, these last 2 years, and man, yeah, it was really fun to listen to because they didn't give a bunch of company lines. It was, how they really feel as fans. And I feel like that's the best content, that you can put out there. So yeah, I really enjoyed listening to those two. Go on about the draft.
It's so much fun. It is seriously one of my favorite shows of the year. And another thing is we had some money on the line. We did the NFL draft pool where we got points based on the picks, and you started off super hot. You were like six of the first seven.
Yeah.
And then I don't think you got another one after that.
Nope. Six out of the first seven, and then did not get one right. Like, just a nightmare.
Yeah, because I thought at the beginning, I'm like, holy cow, you are absolutely going to kill us. But in the end, the winner was actually me. So I kind of set this all up, and then I kind of won. And just for a moment, I kind of felt like Kent Brockman on The Simpsons.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye!
Genius.
That was me taking my Venmo winnings and going, bye-bye. That was a lot of fun. I got lucky to win it because I got a few of the later picks right, and those were a little more heavily weighted. So that rallied me to the old victory. But it was just fun to have money on the line on something live once again. So
I'm sitting here out of the corner of my eye watching a sim of the Packers playing at the Saints that I got. I got a couple chips in the middle on. I'm just all over this SimCity stuff. I gotta have something.
Gotta have something going. Well, so before we got a big show tonight. Actually, we've got a bets update. We're gonna do our quotes of the week, of course. And then in your thoughts, we're gonna do a Marnie press conference because Marnie has been heavily featured this week when Corey's out. And we're going to play back the Patreon initials game that we played with some of our Patreon folks. And we'll have quotes notes after that. And speaking of our Patreon folks, we got some shout outs to do this week. So thank you to Sean, Tyler, and Jay. And Jay is a high roller, by the way. So thank you guys so much for your support. And of course, you can always find out more about that and our upcoming happy hours on patreon.com/betsandquotes.
Wait, what's the website, Chuck?
Where's the name of the place again? patreon.com/betsandquotes. You can get Power Trip in a Minute there, and you can, like I said, find out when we're gonna do our next happy hour, because people seem to have a good time today. So hopefully you'll enjoy the playback of that. All right, well, let's get rolling with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. Well, we have no new bets this week, but we definitely have the potential for a new bet this week, because the over-under for a lot of the college football teams were announced. And your Minnesota Gophers came in with an over-under of 8.5 following an 11-2 season last year, and a season in which they have now established themselves as the number 5 recruiting class in college football. Seems like there's a decent chance they might hit the over, although their schedule is a lot tougher this year, so that will play into it. I certainly let one Tommy Olson know that the Gophers over under 8.5 was out. Dave, you're a betting man. Do you think Tommy's going to be on the over or the under on 8.5?
100% on the over. 99.9% on the over.
Yeah, if he gets struck by lightning between now and tomorrow morning, he might be on the under. But Hopefully he will find some takers and we'll get a bet out of that, because pretty interesting number. You know, like I said, it's a tougher schedule, but, you know, 11-2 season, and, you know, they definitely lost some guys to the draft and everything. So it's cool to see a lot of Gophers drafted, but they're bringing in some talent too. So that's a somewhat tempting number.
Give me the percent chance that you think, or what are the odds that we have college football this fall? What's your personal take on it?
I don't know. College football is tricky, because I think because of the whole, you know, universities, and, you know, it's going to be hard for a lot of schools to justify having college football games, even in front of no fans, if their students aren't in school and aren't in classes. So it's tricky. I mean, we're quite a ways away. You know, I've heard lots of talk about modified schedules and things like that. You know, maybe they start later. I think there will be college football games in some way, shape, or form. Even if it looks a lot different than it has in the past, it's a shortened schedule. Maybe they cut out, you know, the bowls, and just have like a 4-team national championship. Who knows? But I would put it at, boy, it's hard to put numbers on something as unpredictable as this stuff that we're in. But I would venture to say about a 65% chance that we have some meaningful college football games this season.
I feel like that's tough, especially with the schools and private universities. I read a little article about Notre Dame, and a couple other schools are basically saying right now that they're like, we're not going to be playing. And then there's schools like Oregon that are saying they're opening things back up, and they're allowing students back on campus this fall, and all this stuff. So it's just like, it's not a uniform league like the NHL, NBA, all these professional leagues. I feel like with schools and public and private and all these different states, I'm sure in the South, I'm sure the SEC, all those states are – their governors will allow them to play football, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I really hope that there is college football this year.
Hard to pass on that kind of money. Which brings up another topic I was going to talk about tonight, because I've gotten this question quite a few times on Twitter based on the current environment that we're in. And a lot of time, and you know, for some of us, this is like gambling 101, but it's definitely something that not everybody is aware of. is what happens if a season gets shortened? So, you know, there were a lot of prop bets made, you know, before the year, like, people had already bet the Twins over under on win total. You know, you've got like this Gopher over under 8.5 total and things like that. And in the case where something is shortened, like if a season is shortened, every prop bet that was taken out for that is automatically refunded. Like the casinos and sportsbooks will just cancel all those bets. And most likely, like they talked about a 100-game baseball season for this year potentially happening. Most likely what they would do is they would just adjust those, win totals. And we'll see props on, you know, over-under based on a 100-game schedule and stuff like that. But your original bets, those would all get refunded. So you're not, you know, you don't win. Like if the whole season gets canceled and you had the under on a team or something, you don't win that bet. It would just all get refunded. So hopefully that answers that question for some of you that had that out there. And that is all I've got for the bets. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with the Deep Haven disaster, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
A record before this that was the horniest record ever made. 1984's Slide It
North
In.
North Country by Rocket Club?
Second horniest record ever made. Slide It In was the name of the record.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me.
Sliding it in whales.
Depends on what.
But whales. It.
You know, sometimes it's just the simple lines that, make for the best quotes.
Oh, yeah. It's always helpful to get the bonus laugh track with it, too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a couple in here that are that have the bonus laugh in there, so that definitely enhances the quote. All right. Well, moving from Paul, we move back to Paul, NFL draft expert, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
If Sauce ever invited me to have a 5-minute set and then also told me how to come up with a 5-minute set,
right?
I would 100%.
Yeah, here,
that.
I got an example.
I would love to
I
do that.
I can help you right now. Do what Common does. Google old jokes.
No! Whoa, the Common rip.
Yeah, which, I mean, Common makes fun of himself more than anyone makes fun of him. So I feel like that's fair game. But yeah, I thought that was genius.
That was good.
All right, and the number one quote of the week goes to one of our favorite Twitter friends, Haley.
I have it done. Don't freak out. Don't be scared. It's not great, but it's over quickly.
So it looks worse than it feels.
Having sex with Chris Hockey. Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, I'm glad.
Like a dog in heat.
That was genius. Yeah, I listened to it live on my way in. And on my way into work this morning, and I tried to go right to the iHeart app and screen record it and grab the audio right away, but somehow I screwed it up. But I wanted to tweet that one out right away because that was just absolute gold.
That was very, very good. Well done, Haley.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we are going to do a Marnie Gellner press conference, and then we've got quotes, notes, and then we'll – wait a second. Dave, it looks like we have a call on the hotline. This never happens while we're recording. I suppose we better take it. Hello, you're on our hotline.
Hey, guys, what's up? Mr. Z here. Feels like – you know, it's weird. Everything's great. Everything is great in the movie business with me, but it almost feels like it seems like a longer than a week since I last talked to you. But hey, happy Friday morning.
I think he thinks he's on the power trip, Dave.
This is the Bets and Quotes podcast. This isn't the power trip morning show.
Hey, Sas, good to talk to you. It's a good question. The first John Wick was a bit of a surprise, and it did open that great, but it played for a long time. So I think this weekend, John Wick 2, it will probably do more than the first John Wick did, which is great because everything's great in the movie business, you know, and there's no stress or anything. And so it'll be nice to have a good, you know, fun action film, and I expect some good box office from it.
Mr. Z, kind of an uncomfortable question, but Netflix has had a record number of viewers during the quarantine. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting. You know, American Tail was a really good movie. And the sequel isn't as good as the first one. Of course, I'm talking about American Tail 2, 5 Goes West. It's still worth seeing. But I will say this, that I think that we can safely say that Don Bluth Productions, I don't think there'll ever be a better animation company than Don Bluth Productions. And so, yeah, go ahead. I would say American Tail 2, Fable Goes West. And hey, Marnie, it is, sorry, I guess I didn't introduce myself. We haven't spoke before. I'm Mr. Z. I do the movie stuff here Friday morning. So anyway, that's about all I got. Superstar, you got anything else, sir?
No, thanks for calling, Mr. Z. We'll talk to you next week.
Fair enough. All right. Hope everything goes well.
All right. Well, it was good to hear from Mr. Z there, Dave, but I think he might be losing it a little bit here in the quarantine.
Yeah. Stay off drugs, kids.
Stay off drugs, indeed. Well, one person that I think the only drug she likes is vodka, that's Marnie Gellner. And Marnie has been featured very heavily on the Power Trip this week. You know, Corey's out, and so Marnie has been in Monday and Wednesday, and she'll be in Friday as well. Always good to hear Marnie. And, you know, we from time to time like to do a little press conference with some people, and we thought this would be a great time to do a press conference with Marnie Gellner. So we are going to play back the press conference that we were fortunate enough to have time with Marnie on. Well, Marnie, it's so nice for you to give us some of your time. You know, I have to be honest with you, Marnie. When I was in high school, I was a little bit shy, you know, with the girls. And, you know, I probably could have used, like, you know, some sort of somebody to give me a pep talk or some confidence. What would you have said to me to help me out?
You're just going to crush.
Whoa. Well, that'll get you motivated.
I think that would have done it.
All right, Marnie, it's great to talk to you. This is Power Trip Quotes here. Very honored to be in the presence of you here and get to ask you some questions. I heard that Chris Hockey gave you one of his guitars, one of his personal guitars that he had signed at a concert this past summer. What did you end up doing with it?
My 12-year-old son sold it on eBay for $40 or $50.
Whoa.
Well, boy, that's so, I guess with $40 or $50, you could have bought in like, what, 1/10 of the custom made pair of pants that Hockey had made for him.
Right.
Something like that. Oh boy. Well, Marnie, obviously you travel a lot with the various sports teams, all around the country. I'm just curious, you know, like when you fly out to, you know, to the West Coast and fly over the Grand Canyon, what are your thoughts?
That's deep.
Oh, I mean, technically she's right. Yeah, it's very deep.
It is very deep. The Colorado River definitely did its job.
Well, Marnie, obviously I'm a quotes guy. I'm a, you know, a self-proclaimed quotes collector. I heard you like some quotes too. And you also like Philadelphia 76ers basketball. Give me your favorite Allen Iverson quote.
This is not practice, though.
She sounds a little like AI.
Yeah. Okay, close enough. We knew what you were talking about. Yeah.
Oh, well, Marnie, speaking of quotes, one of the most famous quotes is Mark Rosen. And we're gonna kind of test your knowledge of the Power Trip. What is Mark Rosen's catchphrase when he wants to recommend a movie to everyone listening?
I saw it.
No. It's go see it.
Go see it. She's clearly not listening to the show enough.
Yeah, she didn't get that State Fair t-shirt back in whatever, 2010.
That's right.
All right, Marnie. You kind of carry yourself with a little bit of swagger. You know, you're very hip now with it and WoW. Let's hear your best Lil Jon impression.
What?
I mean, you got the word right, but the cadence is a little off.
The cadence, yeah, just a little bit. But nice try. We'll give her an E for effort on that one. Marty, you know, we talked about earlier in the show today, we have just absolutely been so excited for the NFL draft. And, you know, so much happened, so much drama over the weekend between what the Vikings did, what the Packers did, what the rest of the NFL did. I mean, by the time Monday morning rolled around, I was so horny to hear some football talk. You know, 5:30 could not get here fast enough for me.
I mean, I came at 5.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited, but whoa.
Okay. All right. Marnie's, okay. All right. Marnie, I've been putting a lot of work into my opens for the quotes notes segment, basically paying homage, to Meat Sauce's brilliant predictors opens. I know you've listened to a couple of them. Have you enjoyed them so far?
I do not. No.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Shot down so it, on that one.
So it's you and Power Trip Bets.
It's universally loved outside of Marnie and me, apparently, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Marnie, I know you're a fan of really good music, and you're also probably somebody that gets out there on the dance floor every once in a while. I just have to wonder, Marnie, when you're listening to Salt and Peppa, what's going through your mind?
Maybe I need to push it.
I think you definitely need to push it.
Push it real good, Marnie.
Marnie, speaking of good music, I know you're a big Rage Against the Machine fan. You know, I was trying to figure out what the true meaning of their song Bulls on Parade was about. Do you know?
It's about the bulls.
Well, obviously.
I mean, I feel like there's a little more of a deeper meaning there, but I guess, okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I don't know. They had that one headlight talk today. Maybe it's as simple as a surface level comment, but yeah, I'm with you. I was looking for something a little bit deeper there. You know, Marnie, obviously there's, you know, you've heard about that we're going to be without Mark Rosen here in the next few weeks. He's finally having that penis enlargement surgery. What did you think when you heard that Mark Rosen was going to be having penis enlargement surgery?
It surprises me. I hope it works.
Well.
I mean, I hope they don't, like, cut it off or something.
Right. I mean, don't go John Bobbitt on this. We want it to work, too, okay?
Yeah. All right, Marnie, last one I have for you here. Look at hockey over there. Check out dead ass. It doesn't really look like a peach.
And let's say it's got more of a flat bottom, like just something you could hold in your hand.
Oh, I don't know where she was going with that, but...
I guess it is a little flat.
Had to cut her off on that one a little bit. So, last one that I have for you, Marnie. And by the way, if she listens to this, I sincerely apologize for this last one, but it was just too damn good to not do. So.
Oh, and the coming one was fine.
No comment. All right. Well, that one, never mind. last one for me, Marnie. You know, I heard that, you know, with the NBA being gone, you know, it's, you know, people that are really big fans of the NBA, you know, they're just desperate for any type of NBA talk. And I heard that after the Power Trip on Monday that you actually spent some time with PA talking NBA and that it really got him pumped up. And he was actually just super excited to talk to you about the NBA.
I got him to come in the studio.
Whoa. Probably not the first time that's happened, to be honest.
We're not breaking news here.
Remember when the Vikings signed Favre?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't shine a black light in the studio after that.
Yeah, that.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much, Marnie, for your time. It's been brilliant talking to you, and our apologies if you ever hear this. All right, well, we played Initials this afternoon with our Patreon crew, or some of our Patreon crew. Unfortunately, not everybody can be there, but hopefully the audio is good for you. We're going to play it back here so you can play along with the Patreon folks. It gets a little bit confusing when you've got, you know, over like a dozen or so people on one call, but, you know, I think we managed it all right. Dave, you did a good job as the official judge of Patreon Initials.
I literally did just about nothing.
he kept score, which was hard for a while because it was tied for quite a while. But it's true. So we'll play that back for you now and play along and see if you can beat the Rubes. So we'll get started. Same rules. Dave's the judge. Dave will decide who rang in first. If it's close, just wait to give your answer and let Dave, you know, say like, hey, Corey rang in first or whatever. So our defending champion is Lewis. Lewis is the man. So good luck with him. Our initials for today, and we'll give you a few seconds to think up some answers or write it down, whatever you want to do.
One thing, Chuck.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, since Button Bar, do you go with Button Bar, or what do you do? Because you got.
I'll buzz in with Button Bar since we got another Nick.
Okay.
I'll buzz in with Button Bar.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So everybody can see my screen, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. The initials for today are F. D.
Ooh.
I will give you a few seconds to write down your thoughts. And we will get going with item number one of SD. There are about 13,000 of these in the United States.
Nick. Sand dune.
Sorry, that is incorrect, Nick. You are out for the rest of item number one. All right.
Thanks for the thought.
Most consist of boards.
Jen.
School districts?
Yes.
Good job.
Well done. School district.
Wow.
Beautiful. Jen takes an early 1-0 lead. Well done. I thought that was going at least 2 or 3 or 3 or 4. Well done. All right. We are ready for item number 2 of SD. This is a 2010 song from Megadeth.
Oh, jeez.
I'm out.
Number 2. Has a connection to Pittsburgh. Number 3. It can be fatal.
Al.
Oh.
I just thought how terrible this answer is. Sudden death.
That is correct. Sudden death. They filmed the movie Sudden Death in Pittsburgh, so that's your connection there. So,
nice. Al
gets on the board with that answer. So Al and Jen are tied at 1. Everybody else has 0. Still, obviously, a wide open game. Here we go with item number 3 of SD. Was first used in writing by Carl Pearson in 1894.
Number 2.
Often used in polling.
Nick. Or sorry, Button Bar. Standard deviation.
You guys are killing it.
Beth, you feel like you wasted a lot of time on putting together clues so far.
Yeah, it can be high or low. A value of 1 is normal. Often represent big symbol sigma.
I never would have gotten that.
Standard. I had to use that for my research last year, so that was
So we are tied 1-1-1 between Button Bar, Al, and Jen, and we are up to item number 4 of SD.
Number 1.
Born December 8th, 1925 in Harlem, New York.
Number 2.
His eventual career started at the age of 3.
Lewis.
Sammy Davis.
Wow.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sammy Davis.
I just needed to be a little quicker.
That is 4 answers in a row that are answered on clue number 2. So,
part of last
Saturday morning.
I got nothing.
These are great clues, Chuck.
Dave, you keeping up with the scores? We've got Al with 1, Lewis with 1, Button Bar with 1, and Jen with 1. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. We are up to item number 5 of SD.
Number 1.
This was a 2006 drama series on ABC starring Jay Hernandez and Erica Christensen.
I love Jay Hernandez.
This set a record on January 17th, 1913 in Tucson, Arizona. The most common theory about this was formed in 1929 by Frigyes Carinthy.
Number 4.
Can involve freedom or separation.
Goose.
Goose.
Social distancing?
Sorry, Goose, that is incorrect. You are out for the remainder of item number 5. We are up to clue number 5.
Clue number 5.
Has a connection to Kevin Bacon.
Lisa.
Jeff.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, 6 degrees.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Well done, Lisa. 6 degrees.
Oh, 6 degrees. Oh.
All right.
Hi, so Jeff.
I thought I had you.
Jeff was really close on that one.
Oh, I thought I had it.
All right. Well, that is 5 items, 5 different winners. So wow, we have a 5-way tie with 1. We're up to item number 6. Was once reprimanded for refusing to shake hands.
Number 2.
He was originally a Falcon.
Corey?
Corey.
Stephon Diggs?
No. Oh, wow.
That is correct. His high school team was the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Corey.
Oh, yeah. Ah. Six-way tie, guys. 6-way tie. We're going to have a record winner with 2.
I am definitely glad I wrote some tiebreakers this week, or we would have ended up a whole lot.
Yeah,
all right. We are halfway there. We are up to item number 7. It was originally too much.
Number 2.
His best friend is named Norville.
Number 3.
Has held several occupations, including actor, carnival owner, construction worker, freelance journalist, and gym teacher.
Oh, I know.
Number 4.
Debuted September 13th, 1969.
Al.
Al.
Stephen Douglas.
All right, that is incorrect. Al is out for the remainder of item number 7.
Number 5.
He's a Great Dane.
Lisa.
Nick.
Oh,
I heard Lisa Mark. First.
Lisa first.
Damn it.
Is it Scrappy Doo? No. Scooby Doo. Oh,
Jeff. Sorry. Jeff.
Go, Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff is next.
Scooby Doo.
His name is Norval.
And Jeff gets in with Scooby Doo.
Well, I couldn't remember.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Harvey, come on.
Scooby Doo.
Let me at him.
Well, there's no doubt.
That was a good one.
7-way tie.
So, yeah, 7-way tie, right, quotes?
I had it.
Wow.
7-way tie.
All right.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Can you run down the list of the 7 people that have 1 point?
All right, it's Jen, Al, Button Bar, Louis, Lisa, Corey, and Jeff, all with 1.
All right, wow. It's still obviously anybody's game at this point, even people in 0 right now.
Got it right, I'm sorry, baby.
We are up to item number 8.
I have no idea.
This is a song by AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac, The Jackson 5, and others.
Number 2.
Red, white, and yellow.
Lewis.
Sun
Devils.
Sorry, Lewis, that's incorrect. You are out for the remainder of item number 8.
Number 3.
Generally comes with a stick, but doesn't have to. Richard Gere famously portrayed one in 1990.
Oh, Jen!
Jen first.
Sugar Daddy.
Damn it.
Woo!
And Jen takes control with the second correct answer.
Yeah,
Sugar Daddy is correct.
Those are so good.
All right, so we have a lead for once. All right, still anybody's game, of course. We got 4 answers left to go. Here's item number 9. Has a connection to Theodore Roosevelt.
Nick. South Dakota.
Yep. Ooh.
North Dakota. Oh.
Incorrect. You are out for the remainder of item number 9.
Tricky clue.
Where do you see this one?
Uh-oh.
Has a connection to Ben Lieber.
Oh, jeez.
Really? No. Jen!
Jen!
San Diego.
Oh.
That's right. That is correct. San Diego. Not South Dakota.
I got 3.
That is, a lot of people confuse those two.
That was good.
That's my name.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, I buzzed in, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's fine.
All right. The limitations.
You gotta
of
yell your name loudly and clearly, Greg.
Come on. Yeah.
Really loud.
Yeah, come on. Power trip after party. Quotes and bets and quotes and bets podcast. Quotes and bets.
Yeah. Well, see, this is why they have the rule. Everybody has to be in studios. So when the whole quarantine is lifted, you can all come down to Kansas City. We'll do it live. So
yes, and do it live.
All right. Here we go with item number 10. We are all chasing Jen.
Clue number 1.
Born October 10th, 1976 in Halkirk, Alberta.
Clue number 2.
Was one of John McCain's pallbearers.
Clue number 3.
Served as a captain for 14 years.
Number 4.
Once used a racial slur in a game against a referee.
Oh.
Number 5.
Played for 3 different teams, but always for the same franchise.
Wow. What?
Number 6.
This NHL right winger played 1,540 career games in his 21-year career. 5, 4,
wow.
3, 2,
Lewis.
1, Lewis.
Lewis.
5.
Shane Doan.
Ooh.
Can't get certified.
That's right.
Doan. Well it's done, Lewis. Cool.
Never heard of him.
And Lewis is alive.
Wow. Dug that out of nowhere.
I might have a hockey fan or two in the crowd, so Shane Doan made it in. Wow. That's a little, I was trying to get, that was the one I thought, if I could get one past everybody, that might be the one. And no, you can't get anything past
Lewis. Can't get anything past Lewis.
All right, so it's Jen with 3, Lewis with 2, a bunch of people with 1. Those of you with 0, you are eliminated, but keep playing. We want everybody to ring in for these last couple. Item number 11.
Number 1.
Was seen as early as the 5th century B.C.
Al. Sundial.
Sorry, Al, you are out for the remainder of item number 1, or item 11.
I guess.
He's faster than sauce.
That's what she said.
Was seen in St. Louis, Missouri in 1918. Has a connection to the number 6. often leads to reduced productivity? We're all doing this right now.
Jeff. Sitting down?
Goose.
That is incorrect, Jeff. You are out for the remainder of item number 11. Goose.
Social distancing.
Oh.
It's that finally is came. Correct. Social distancing, and Goose gets on the board. Well done. Ooh. All right. We are up to item number 12. So the situation is, if Jen or anyone else gets this, Jen is our winner. Lewis, you need this one to tie Jen and send it to a tiebreaker. Here's item number, clue number one of item number 12. This is a 1999 song from Quiet Riot.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to the number two.
Clue number three.
Officially started in 1936 by Joe Fortenberry.
Clue number four.
This is a guarantee.
On the box.
Clue number five.
A contest to determine the champion was established in 1976.
What does she need?
Last but not least,
number six.
This is the type of bat.
Oh, Greg.
Greg.
Slam dunk.
I can't believe I didn't play that one.
That is correct. Okay. That means Jen, you are the winner with three. Woo,
way
well
to go, Jen.
Done.
Greg, good job, Jen. Thank you for saying your name loud and clear, Greg. Good job.
And see, that's I should have like a whole library of music. What would be your choice of music if I had a library here?
We'll just go a little bit of Chris Hockey.
Oh, there you go. That was,
I could probably find
a Silos.
100. Yeah, for sure.
Silos, yeah. All right, well, that was a lot of fun, and, you know, if you want to play initials along with the Patreon crew, you can just go to patreon.com/betsandquotes, sign up. It's just $1 a month, and you'll get Power Trip in a minute, and we'll do initials from time to time. It's a lot of fun, and it's a really good crew, so hope to see everybody there at some point. All right, it's time for Quotes Notes.
So Corey passed or took vacation, and that means it's 80s rock. All of these songs are super horny. Hockey needs to get the poison out. Zach is sleeping through the show, but no worries, 'cause Marnie's here. Quotes, notes, hockey needs to get the poison out. He just can't wait anymore. Quotes, notes, what happened this week on the show? Just what the Rubes needed most. Here is Quotes, notes.
All right, well, you're really appealing to my soft side there by doing a winger ballad, but Stuart from Beavis and Butthead would be very proud of that. So
I'm trying to buy your affection and approval.
Oh God, yes. You know, Winger was one at the time. I wasn't as big a fan of Winger as some of the other ones, but yeah, they're good. They definitely got some bangers. So.
Well okay, done. Well I'll done. Agree that Winger was a band, yes.
I will give you the stamp of approval by appealing to my 80s loves.
So. Yes. All right.
What do you got for us?
Okay, first off, today, Wednesday, Marnie brought up the Wallflowers. I think that the Wallflowers Whale, or at least I did when I was a kid, it was actually the first album that I ever bought at the, what was it? It wasn't Sam Goody. It was a Media Play in St. Cloud. Great spot. So just that kind of came to mind. Next up, we talked about in the open. Sauce and Nordo's coverage of the draft was awesome on The Fan. I listened to about 80 to 90% of it on Friday and Saturday, even when I was on the golf course. You know, really gave that fan perspective and just super entertaining. And I love how they make fun of each other. And they have a lot of chemistry, and I really enjoy that.
They do. I love listening to Sauce and Nordo. They can be talking about absolutely anything. A lot of times on Saturdays, it turns into food talk, which is just fun. I mean, they're just two buddies hanging out, talking, and, you know, it's like hockey always says, if we're having a good time, the listeners are having a good time. And as much as I look forward to the NFL draft, it was absolutely the perfect cocktail to have Sauce and Nordo talking about it. So, yes, well done.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Next up I have here, Hawk brought up the movie Youngblood. Great movie.
Great flick.
Unbelievable movie. I mean, you have hockey, you have, Rob Lowe, like peak Rob Lowe too. Like greasy, like nice flow, like, man, a lot of sexual energy going on there. That was a great movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah, any hockey movie automatically gets a stamp of approval from me, and Youngblood was really good.
There's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
Tuesday's show was really fun and interesting for me as a child of the 90s and not of the 80s. After listening to all those songs that Hawk has played, it really, you know, I had a deep thought. Just trying to imagine being a lead singer or a bandmate of one of those 80s hair bands is just insane. Like, how insanely horny they are. They must have been so horny. Like, all of these songs, they're just like desperately like that has to be all they thought about.
It was basically just a whole bunch of Chris Hockey's running around.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just kind of blew my mind. For some reason that hit me different. I was just thinking about it the other night. I'm like, man, they were just uncontrollably horny. Anyways.
Which is why, like, me as a kid growing up in the 80s, you know, my first exposure to like MTV and stuff like that. If you think they were horny by listening to their songs, you should see some of their music videos. Like, good Lord. So David Coverdale absolutely is like, he's the god. I will say this. I think I mentioned this on the show before too, but the very beginning to Is This Love, it's like 25 seconds of his girlfriend packing up her stuff and leaving. And Coverdale is just leaning up against a brick wall with a look on his face like, yeah, it's all right. I'll get another girl. No biggie. So that dude was absolutely a player. And he's the one that always had some hot chick dancing on the roof of his car. I mean, just, oh, yeah. Watch the videos. If you think the music's horny, watch the videos.
Oh, boy. I'll get to that here in this quarantine era here. next, I had up the intros. That the Rube, I forget, I think it was Chris something, made for Marnie's segment, and Zach, the one that Zach made, and the one that Meat Sauce like just said Marnie's name over the air. Those were awesome. Like, the one that the Rube did was really good, but like Zach's was incredible. Like, to pull all that audio and put it all together, obviously, you know, we've done a little bit of, you know, amateur producing here ourselves. But, man, that Zach's was freaking, like, fire. That, and he had Nelly in there, and I'm a sucker for Nelly.
They did really good. And it was reminiscent, too, of the Meat Sauce Predictor open for what he did, because it was about the same level of effort. So, a little bit nostalgic there for me. So, I loved all three.
Hell yeah. Congrats to our good friend Drunk John Creasel, as he won the closest to the quotes challenge by guessing the round of 74 that I fired on Saturday. There were 8 people, including our friend Lisa, CHM merch girl. But yeah, Drunk John Creasel gets a $20 Raising Cane's gift card.
My guess is it'll get spent. Well, actually, it's Raising Cane's. I was going to say, if it was just a $20 gift card, my guess was it was going to get spent on something that would be thrown on a grill and photographed for Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. That get
makes me hungry every damn day.
I know. And he makes me want to drink like super good bourbon. And I'm like, I just have Buffalo Trace, but yeah. Whatever. And then the last is I'm going to be playing a couple rounds this weekend, so stay tuned. I've got a $20 Green Mill gift card on the line this week. We're going Saturday at 8:30 a.m. Territory Golf Club. Yes, stay tuned.
Beautiful. All right. Well, yeah, I'll try and win that too. I was excited because I put down 77, and your first tweet about it was that you thought the range was going to be somewhere between like 75 and 78. And I'm like, all right, I'm in play. But alas, it was not to be. And congratulations to Drunk John Creasel on that. So, and you're dropping sponsor after sponsor. I might as well drop. I think I'm going to go to the Sleep Number Factory this weekend if I can get myself a bed. So, yeah, I'm overdue for a new bed and might as well start with Sleep Number, right? So,
I'm literally just bored and I'm like begging for people to give like maybe like 2 seconds of care about my golf game. So I like have to bribe them with Power Trip sponsor, like go and buy gift cards from them. Like, this is completely ridiculous, but I guess there's worse things you could do with your, whatever, your stimulus check, but just trying to generate some buzz, and, you know, whatever. I'm an idiot, self-proclaimed idiot. So
for the record, I'm buying the Sleep Number bed for myself and I'm not giving it away, but be a little bit too generous. But honestly, one of the things I am going to do, Dave, I got a check this week for, you know, it was just a small amount. It's like one of those stupid class action lawsuit settlements where you get like a tiny amount of money. But I've been taking all this random money that I've been getting just, you know, out of the blue, or, you know, maybe you get, you know, part of the money that I won for the NFL draft pool and stuff like that. I'm just putting that all into an envelope for Vegas. And when we get to Vegas, I'm going to tip every person until I run out. I'm going to tip them every person $20 until I run out of $20 bills. So, because I just, you know, think it'd be a cool thing to do. And, you know, I feel bad for people like, you know, Uber drivers and cocktail waitresses and, you know, just all the like, all the people that rely on tips and, you know, their whole city gets shut down. I just think it's, you know, when we get back out there, it's time to be generous for those of us that have been fortunate enough to, you know, keep their employment and, you know, not be as impacted as others. So, that's just, it's a tiny little thing I can do, but I'm like, you know, instead of giving like a dollar chip to a server, a couple dollars, yeah, just throw them $20. Why not? So,
if only there were more Power Trip bets out there.
And I probably will run out of $20 bills fairly quickly, but you know, it's just it's one tiny little way of paying it forward, and hopefully people are just really generous when things do open up. And
yeah,
you know, I just, because that's one thing I keep thinking, like, you know, my stylist, when I finally get to go back to my stylist, and I pray that happens quickly, you know, I'm gonna tip her really, really well, because I mean, these people have been missing out on their income and stuff like that, and there's no recouping it in some cases like that. I mean, the haircuts, right, she can't give, she's not gonna be able to give, you know, I mean. So, and I'm gonna try and go like more frequently and do things like that, you know, just a tiny little way to try and help people, because definitely some folks that need it. So anyway, just my idea. So that will do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you at in the meantime?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.